was your first impressions?
Well, second impression today, you know, we practiced yesterday and today, you know, I would frankly just, we looked like a team that, you know, took the field for the second time. I think the positives of our football team, the conditioning, the strength levels reflect where we thought we were coming out of the 5 weeks of the off-season program. So I'm impressed with the shape, good kind of shape our football team is in, and the way a number of the guys look and the way they're moving. So I think we're in very good shape, athletic. But, you know, that, those are the big things. We're functional. We're probably, I would say, we're a little further ahead than we've been in years past as far as what we've been able to install and where we are in those installations. So those are all good things. But I think the other part of it is, you know, all the little things aren't there. I mean, I think that's evident. So we have a lot of work to do, and you know, we look like a team that's practiced twice. So we're off to a solid start.
Does that shape that you're impressed with include Eddie Lacy's condition?
Yeah, Eddie's, you know, he's, I think he's like a lot of our team right now. We have a lot of work to do, and he's been here the whole time. So we got, you know, six more installs. Probably going to spend a lot more time reviewing this year. We have it tailored, as we always do, to the younger players. But we're conscientious of putting them in some different drills than, you know, from a higher rep standpoint than we have in the past. So just trying to grow our practice environment, improve on the things that we know we've done well in the past, but make sure that we're covering the things that we need to improve on.
Mike, is there a specific number in terms of his weight that you look at target, or is it just by his look and how he feels and how he's running out there?
Well, I mean, every player has a body composition, so that's what we focus on, and, you know, all the things that go into that. So that's a everyday focus and evaluation, you know, between the weight room and the training room and the nutrition.
He's not the kind of guy who looks and say, hey, he's got to be 240 or less.
It's based on his body composition. Yeah.
Are you happy with where he's at?
Yeah, so far so good.
How much more work does he have to do, Mike?
I don't know. I mean, Eddie will be fine. I believe he'll hit the target that we're all looking for when the lights come on.
Jared Cook on the practice field, what's he look like to you?
Jared looks good. Big target, you know, very, very athletic. I think anytime, you know, if you're just talking purely throwing the football, when you got big targets that can move like he does, he's been an excellent addition. I mean, he's everything we thought he would be, and he's done a great job of learning the new language, and he looks to get more and more comfortable each time we line up. So, I mean, you can see him go through the IPW phase the last couple of weeks, get more and more comfortable. But, you know, I really like what he's done so far, first two practices.
Mike, do you have to tag Jordy against himself so he doesn't get out there and try to do too much too soon?
Well, I mean, Jordy Nelson is doing very well. He's right on schedule, I would say, and he's sticking to the plan. So I think you have to be smart in these times and just make sure we go about it the right way. I mean, we're focusing on more individual work with Jordy Nelson. We're not, you know, going to put him in the group and the combination and team environment right now.
At the same with Ty, Coach?
Yes. Everybody's all the players that, you know, of injury concern are making progress. I do not have any long-term concerns.
Hey, Mike, how beneficial is it for Nick Perry to be able to participate in this in a couple of years?
Nick Perry looks great. If you think about it, this is his first time to go through an off season without dealing with an injury. And I think his conditioning, his strength levels, everything, the way he's moving, reflects that. So Nick is so far has had an excellent off season. He's been here the whole time. So even during the time off, he was here in town.
Mike, going back to Jordy, I mean, he looks wonderful when he's cutting and he's catching balls for Luke. Do you think you'll have him do any 11-on-11 before training camp, or do you think you
want? I can't really answer that question. I know this week we're going to stick to the individual as far as individual on air. So we'll see what next week's plan is.
And Mike, early on in a situation like this, and I know you're focused on the team that's right out in front of you, but
is there ever a time where you look back and say, well, the team has really turned over here, and face that you're familiar with seeing are no longer seen?
Definitely. Happens every year. I think it's very obvious with our team. I mean, our team is 20% rookies every year. If you look at the past 10 years, you look at our team today, I mean, it's different to see Aaron interacting with, some new faces and getting guys directed and so forth. I think that's pretty much been a common path of just the way we do business here.
Where did things stand with John Kuhn right now? Has that door closed? Is going forward, is there a possibility he could return?
Well, I mean, player acquisition is year-round, so I would never say doors are closed, especially on any of our former players, especially John Kuhn. So as far as his situation, I think it's still, we're still focused on the players that we have right now. So as far as John and his future, I mean, it's, those are probably, questions for other people. But I don't think you ever close the door. But you guys follow our roster, and right now we're working and focusing on these young players.
Has anything from this year's rookie class jumped out to you so far, Mike?
Nope, no expectations.
Mike, what did Devontae had that great catch down the field there late in practice. What have you seen from him? He had such a great offseason last year, and you were very happy with him. Have you seen him come back with kind of a need to prove myself edge, or what have you seen?
I think, Devontae's a very steady personality, so it isn't like he's going to walk in the building banging drums, any time, but I think he's a lot stronger. He looks stronger this year than the past, and he's healthy. We've talked about this a bunch, throughout the season, and I think he definitely demonstrated that on the catch today. So, I mean, he can go up and high point the football, and I think you're seeing a stronger Devontae Adams. And, he needs the offseason just like everybody else.
Mike, what do you like about Dayton Jones moving to this elephant? And what have you seen so far in his transition of the interim?
Dayton Jones playing the elephant, I think the position really reflects the way you got to use him. Flexibility, his ability to play a 5-6-7-9 technique and even go inside, particularly in rushing situations. So, Dayton was very productive with his opportunities last year. If you look at his production based on his play time. So I think he's really he's kind of found his niche here, and I think this is the right position for him.
Couple more, please.
What's the next step for Ha, do you think?
The next step?
Yeah, I think probably took the big leap
at your I think Clint Dix is fine as a safety or is in the National Football League. I think him and Morgan Burnett, I mean, you just watch the way those guys fly around here the first 2 days and the cohesiveness, I mean, really that whole back end. I'm real excited about our secondary, both our safeties and corners. So Ha's been a full-time player now, and I look for him to pick right up where he left off. So excellent young player.
Mike, you're going into year three of having Julius. Does he still kind of amaze you at the way he seems so ageless? And what have you seen from him?
Julius Peppers is ageless. No, I agree with that. When you see him run the 220s and due to some of the conditioning stuff, and he runs with the DBs, and he's just such an impressive athlete in the way he keeps himself in great shape. And his path through the OTAs will be similar to it's been probably similar to last year.